The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. We are going to get right into another episode in our Consistency 365 series. I was talking to a client the other day, and she was expressing a challenge to me, a struggle. And she said, I just don't know why I struggle. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood to do it. I'm just not feeling it. I know what to do, but sometimes I'm just not feeling it. Feeling it doesn't have to get a vote. You are giving it a vote. And for as long as you do that, you're going to negotiate your way out of consistency. One of the things that I used to feel, and I've heard so many clients express to me, how can I be consistent in these other areas of my life, but not consistent in how I take care of myself or how I do this other thing? Well, my client pointed right to it when she said, sometimes I'm just not feeling it, as though that's relevant. Just because you're making it relevant doesn't mean it inherently is relevant or you have to. For example, are you consulting how you feel about going to work every day when your alarm goes off? If you did, you probably would show up maybe half the time, maybe less, if not feeling like it was relevant in your decision of whether or not to go to work, you probably wouldn't have that job very often. When we look at the areas where we are consistent, whether it's going to work or it's taking care of your kids or it's showing up for somebody else, what you'll see is you do that thing whether you feel like it or not. I can't tell you the last time I felt like changing a diaper or washing a bottle. I'm not sure I ever have. Maybe. Probably not. But how I feel like it, how I feel about it, doesn't get a vote in those things. And if you choose to give it a vote in your workout decisions or your food decisions, that is why you're not consistent. I tell myself all the time, and I wrote about this in Tools for the Trenches, how the feeling can ride with me, but it can't drive. So last night I wasn't in the mood to make dinner. And I kind of say to myself in a playful internal dialogue kind of way, well, I'm going to take that not feeling like it right over to the cutting board and chop up this onion, because that's what I do, whether I feel like it or not. That feeling can come with me, but that feeling doesn't make the decision. If you are letting your level of motivation, your desire to do the work, get a vote in whether or not you execute and whether or not you do what you said you were going to do, you will forever be inconsistent. That is inconsistency at its core. I do it sometimes, I don't do it other times. So the next time you're thinking like, oh, I'm just not in the mood. So, and that's lovely. I can have that feeling. I can be fully aware of that feeling. I don't have to make that feeling go away. I don't have to change it. I don't have to get myself to this point of wanting to do it in order to do it. I can do it and not want to, as evidenced by all the other things in my life where I show up that way. Most Sunday mornings, I do not want to go to church. I like it. It's fine. But it's a lot of work to get everybody ready in the morning and load everybody up in the car and get myself ready and have a quarter of the day outside. I'm not necessarily in the mood, but what I'm feeling like doesn't get a vote there. Just like it doesn't get a vote in taking the kids to bed. Like, oh, I'm not in the mood to put them to bed right now. Like, I don't really want to change clothes, change jammies, get nighttime diapers, I don't want to do that. But I do it because how I feel about it doesn't matter. We have to look at where that attitude, where that practice, where that sense of I do it no matter how I feel, where that needs to be applied. A lot of times it feels like a mystery. Gosh, how is it that I'm so consistent at work and I'm so ready to execute at work, but in my own life, I don't show up that way? It's not a mystery. It's not that complicated. Here's one of the big reasons. So if you want to be more consistent, be mindful of where you're letting how you feel about it get a vote, and practice. You don't have to resent those moments where you don't feel like it. You can accept them and embrace them as opportunities to show up and execute when you don't feel like it. That's not just a decision we make once. It's a practice we choose again and again and again, as is the case with so many things in consistency. Inconsistency, two words, not inconsistency, one word. Anyway, all right, everybody, have an amazing day. Check out the links in the show description if you want more support. I will see you tomorrow.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.